good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We will be at the Minnesota State Fair starting Thursday, August 25th through Monday, September 5th, and we're excited about it.
Yes, we are. Hey, now we're a little more awake than we were yesterday. I think I got a little more sleep in, and from our trip to Cooperstown to go see a couple people that I grew up with getting elected into the Hall of Fame, and then also be able to see, you know, all the people from past that were elected at the Shrine. So it was really cool. Got to see Chief Bender, who's a Native American from northern Minnesota. He lived up there before.
He got inducted to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, back way long time ago. But yeah, so good to represent. And also yesterday, again, talking about being at the funeral of Marlene and Ogama. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But it's been an emotional few days, and she was one of the people that really supported me when I ran for legislator, and she was one of the people who originally asked Wendy. So before we get in any further with my life story, let's get with the news with Ogama, where you don't hear this news anywhere else.
Hi, Buju Anin, everybody. I'm Ogama Ganuakwe. My name means strong golden eagle woman, and I am a citizen of the Red Lake Nation in northern Minnesota. I do have some news here for you on Native Roots Radio, and I know that we've mentioned it several times over the last few days, but our relative Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo has walked on, and that is going to leave a really large hole in the community. And I know Robert has had some grief that he's been working through in this time as well. But I did want to let people know that if you are not aware, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz actually declared Tuesday, July 26, 2022, as Reverend Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo Day. And I would like to read the proclamation, Robert, if you think we've got time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. So the Reverend Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo, the beloved auntie, was a faith leader and reverend mentor, a revered mentor, excuse me, who dedicated her life in service to her community. And Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo, whose name in Ho-Chunk translates to voice above all, was a citizen of the Ho-Chunk Nation and was the first Native American woman ordained in the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. She received her Master of Divinity from Luther Northwestern Seminary and served as the Executive Director of the Council of American Indian Ministry and pastor at All Nations Indian Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo was a respected pillar in her community, active in civil life, serving on numerous boards, and always willing to provide her guidance and direction to anyone who needed it, even if they didn't know it. Marlene Helgamo was passionate about Indigenous rights and supporting the Native American community. Marlene is survived by her spouse, Harvey, daughters Wendy Helgamo and Heidi Glenn Tucker, and grandchildren Adelina and Dahlia. And with deepest gratitude, the state of Minnesota recognized Marlene White Rabbit Helgamo for her dedication to Indian country and her contributions to the people of Minnesota, and the state sends their thoughts and prayers with her family, friends, and the entire community. Which I've read a lot of these proclamations, Robert, but I think this one is probably one of the ones that tugged at my heartstrings the most.
And also the Lieutenant Governor was there and she read that too after some great stories, and we all kind of laughed because even if you, the statement in the proclamation, even if you didn't know you needed help, that was pretty much, you know, she'd let you know. And she was, it was very interesting that everyone had that inside joke about her, that she was like, a taskmaster, and she made things happen, and she involved you. So that's a good way to put it. Hey, what else do we have, Ogama?
You know, I do have a little bit of news for those of you who are interested in what's happening with the water protectors in Minnesota. Camp Firelight, which happened right after the Treaty People gathering in June of 2021, those people who went to Camp Firelight and held space on the the landing next to the Mississippi River where Enbridge Energy was about to begin construction to go underneath the Mississippi for the Line 3 pipeline. They did hold space there and are now facing charges for that. So Thursday, July 28th, which is tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Bagley County Courthouse, there is Firelight court support for 1855 Treaty Territory. And after that, there's going to be a community night at the LaSalle Creek Pavilion, which is just a little ways outside of Bagley. They are asking that people, if they attend, arrive at 8 a.m. if you can, wear a shade of blue, and there will be coffee and light breakfast and lunch provided. Following the event, there will be Firelight Community Night at LaSalle Creek Pavilion starting at around 6-ish to 9:30 p.m. after the Bagley hearing. There will be a community meal, swimming, music, and open mic, and there's also camping nearby if anybody would need to stay. So that is a quick update on water protector news. But the big thing that I want to talk about, you know, since we were just talking about Reverend Marlene Helgemo, Robert, how are you feeling about the Pope receiving a headdress? Because there is a lot of mixed reactions from Native country.
Well, I'm not mixed. I'm pretty upset about it because headdresses are for warriors, and especially nowadays where it comes to people that were in true war, mm-hmm. as opposed to a warrior or such. So
I have a question.
Yeah, Wendy, go ahead.
Who gave him the headdress?
I believe it was the Cree Nation in Canada, or a Cree Nation in Canada.
Okay, so was it a Native American person who gave him the headdress?
Yeah.
Yes, and that headdress belonged to the person who gave it to him.
Mm. So the Pope probably didn't know or have any idea that he wasn't supposed to wear it. And why did the Native American person who owned this headdress feel compelled to give it to him in the first place? So I don't really blame the Pope, because he shouldn't have been given that headdress in the first place. So I blame the person who gave him the headdress. That's my opinion.
I just have to say, respond to that to my beautiful wife, is that General Custer had Native American people in his scouts. So, I mean, what I mean by that is that not everybody does everything in a good way, as we've noticed over the years, mm-hmm. and lived through in our own
right.
Way. But so that's kind of the answer, because maybe 90% of the tribes out there are like, what in the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People are saying that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, yes. Why did this person give him the headdress?
And why did he put it on?
Did he put it on? But he may not have known Native American, you know, proper etiquette about the headdress, and not known that he shouldn't have put it on.
Oh, I believe that, too. That's deeper than that. You know, remember when Bernie Sanders first got here, we had to school Bernie in 2015 when he ran first, but after he was schooled and had hired some natives that could really teach him our ways and what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, mm-hmm. he came out really well. So mm-hmm. I don't know. Ogama, what do you think?
I don't know. You know, I have really mixed feelings about this, because personally, it's not something that I would have done or really necessarily agree with, but it was not my headdress to give. Mm-hmm. And I am not somebody who is Catholic or devout, who has that level of respect for the Pope. And, you know, I think that for me to say it was absolutely wrong to do that would remove the sovereignty of the nation that offered it to him. They have every right to do that as a sovereign nation. Whether I agree with that or not is kind of a moot point. But for all of you relatives who might be listening, you know, we can have different opinions and still love each other. So please don't be mean to one another over this.
Well, it's two against one right here.
But it sounds like it was two people who didn't know what they were doing. The guy who gave him the headdress and the Pope.
Hey, we got a great interview coming up, you guys, with Home Help Minnesota, and really excited. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Course Breaks helps provide free digital textbooks to college students in underserved communities. But how does it work? Course Breaks works with a network of publishers that provide free digital textbooks to students with sponsorships covering the cost. These textbooks have been used in thousands of colleges and universities. And Course Breaks is currently being offered in all tribal colleges and universities and historically black colleges and universities. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, that's awesome. Hey, we got a treat for you out there listening. All over Turtle Island here, we're on like six stations right now going live, and as of August 1st, we'll be on another roughly 23 stations across mm-hmm. Turtle Island. And of course, you know, you can catch us on iTunes, TuneIn, we're live streaming on YouTube and Facebook, and you know, we're just all over, Wendy. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, we have a great interview and a great subject to speak upon today. We're going to be talking about Home Help Minnesota, and we have the CEO here, Ms. Robbins. Can you interview yourself? No, introduce yourself.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you both. Thank you all for having me. My name is Anika Robbins, and I'm the president and CEO of the Anika Foundation. I'm also founder of Black Votes Matter Minnesota. We're a nonpartisan voter and civic engagement initiative. But we're here to talk about Home Help Minnesota and the relief that the state has for homeowners. So thank you again for having me.
Well, we're excited, and we were looking through some of the information we have, and I'm really excited. There's so many different things I would love to talk to you about, but why don't we get into, you know, why was Home Help Minnesota or MN created? Let's get right into that and let our listeners know, because this is an exciting opportunity for us to help people out there, and that's what we're all about.
Absolutely. And yours is a great platform to be able to make sure that we're reaching all Minnesotans. But Home Help, similar to Rent Help Minnesota, which was designed to help renters, was designed to help homeowners in Minnesota who may have been struggling in the aftermath of COVID-19, although we're very much still in the midst of the pandemic, which seems to not be going away. But it's there to help folks who are struggling to maintain their mortgage payments. If folks have fallen behind on property taxes or other housing expenses, The program is designed to be really easy to access. Up to $35,000 per household is available in relief. They're working with folks on, you know, making payment arrangements with mortgage companies, past due tax payments, HOA, so homeowners association payments. So it's really an awesome opportunity that the state of Minnesota, Minnesota Housing, has come up with.
Well, that's totally, go ahead.
That's
Wen.
Amazing. And $35,000 is a lot of money to help people. So that's really something else. And I can imagine how many people have gotten past due on a lot of their payments due to the pandemic and, you know, employment and other hardships.
Yeah. You know, what we learned, you know, when the pandemic first hit is that it was indiscriminate in its impact. Right. So it didn't matter who you were, what your income is, what your job title was. Everyone was impacted, whether they got the disease, I mean, the virus, or, you know, were laid off or their hours were reduced. And so those things trickle and affect other things, other areas of our lives. And so just great that this opportunity is available. You know, initially it was scheduled to shutter in August, but there's still some funding left. And so we're basically here to encourage everybody to visit homehelpmn.com, and they can access it that way. The website is really robust. There's a lot of information there. I do want to talk, if I can, just about what are some of the requirements or the criteria. You need to obviously be a homeowner and live in it majority of the time. It needs to be in Minnesota. There are income guidelines. So, for example, your income for a family of four must be under $90,000 a year, under $90,000 a year. And you need to have past due expenses that qualify. So that could include mortgage or contract for deed payments. If you have a manufactured home loan, lot rent for manufactured housing, tribal land lease payments, property taxes, HOA fees, and homeowners insurance. So, you know, the key thing is just for folks to gather their information. And that's really what our role with the Anika Foundation and a few other community connectors, partners with Minnesota Housing, is to help people with those steps. Right. Because sometimes, you know, it's like gathering all that paperwork. Right.
Oh, and
making sure you got everything in one place so that when you do go online to start your application, that you have everything you need. And it's not as rigorous a process as some of the other programs have been. So as long as folks have those things together, they should be able to get the relief. And the money has been going out to homeowners rapidly. So again, it's homehelpmn.org. Sorry, it's .org. And that number to call is 800-388-3226, 1-800-388-3226. And there are folks that on the other side of the line that can help you start that application. And then we're able to do that as well through our organization.
We're here with Anika Robbins with Home Help Minnesota. You're the CEO and founder of Anika Foundation. How does this feel to be able to give this gift out? I mean, this just must be just a beautiful feeling for you, and it works both ways. The person feels good that they can catch up, but wow, what a gift.
You know, it's an honor. You know, to just be, first of all, it's great to be in Minnesota, especially with everything that's going on. But, you know, our governor has really been responsive almost from the beginning of COVID-19. So having programs like this, the forethought of like, wow, folks are being laid off, you know, again, the job loss, people who have been impacted by COVID-19. And so to be that kind of emissary, that community ambassador, to connect these valuable resources with my fellow neighbors and brothers and sisters, it's incredible. It's an honor. And that's why we're like, call us, because we know some folks may not have the technology, you know, they may not have a printer at home. They may not know how to gather all those documents, or, and sometimes we find that people talk themselves out of, you know, they might assume that they won't qualify. Mm-hmm. And so we're really there to walk people through it. Sometimes you just need that extra handholding to alleviate some of the fears. And we know how that is sometimes engaging government. There's some sensitivity there. And so we're honored to be in that space to help people walk through it.
Anika, we only got a couple more minutes left in this segment. I hope you can hold on to us, because we have hold on to the next segment. We have a couple of other questions we'd really like to get into the nuts and bolts of this. But we have a big listening ship in Illinois and Wisconsin. Ooh. Is there anything out there where that's happening, like what's happening in this great state of Minnesota?
Is this where we cut to break so I can research that real quick? I'm not sure. But Illinois has been progressive as well. I'm not sure on the housing front, mm-hmm. But I'd be happy to look into that for you and follow up. I know that they've been doing some other great things. It's not right at my fingertips right now.
No problem. There's so much here to talk about, and we're really excited to have you on. And why don't we start heading towards a break here in a little bit? That's just a talk. We got like a good 30 seconds left here. Why don't we just talk on why this is so important, you know, in the last minute here?
You know, housing is important. You know, it is the core of stability for our families. And we know from the home stems so many other things. And so when the home is secure and stable, then our children have that safety and protection. And our homes were really our refuge during the pandemic. And so we want to make sure that people are able to stay together, connected in their homes with their families, and able to thrive. It's a basic right. And so we're just glad, like I said, that our governor and our housing system is designed to have this kind of program available. I mean, having $35,000 per household is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other competing fears. And so the last thing you want to be worried about is where you're going to live. We know that homelessness is a problem in our communities, and you know, there's lack of housing and so many other issues that we're engaged with. So, but if we can keep people in their homes, then we're winning. And so that's really the goal. And first of all, Minnesota is not a place to not be in your home.
We know that the whole Midwest here. Hey, we're going to come back with Anika Robbins, who's the president and CEO of Anika Foundation, a nonprofit helping people stay in their homes. As we said, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Please stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hello, Minnesota. This is Tom Hartman, and you can catch me every weekday from 11 to 2 right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's smart radio for smart people.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, is optimism rational?
You're asking me if it's rational to be optimistic? With democracy under siege and the world on fire?
How are we going to change any of that if we don't believe we can?
You think you're going to convince me with that argument?
Hope springs eternal.
Is optimism rational? Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
Warmer weather is here, and that means it's time for home improvement projects. If you're planning a remodel or property upgrade for your home or business, switching to solar energy should be part of your project, and All Energy Solar can help. Most home improvement projects don't pay for themselves until the property is sold, but switching to All Energy Solar is an investment that can actually pay for itself even if you don't sell your property. In fact, after 30 years of operation, solar energy could pay back 300 to 400% of the cost. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar is built to last, not just for years, but decades. Most systems from All Energy Solar come with a 25 to 30 year warranty. So make your home improvement project a better investment that can last and pay for itself by switching to All Energy Solar. Get a free, no obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
Summer is going fast, but Next Chapter Booksellers has everything you need to keep up with your summer reading. From the hottest new titles to timeless classics, Next Chapter Booksellers has something for any taste, and their friendly staff are great at making recommendations for the perfect summer read for you or your loved ones. Plus, Next Chapter Booksellers has a wide variety of puzzles and games for those rainy days. So keep up with your summer reading at Next Chapter Booksellers off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul. More at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Have you heard about the District Edina? Well, if you haven't, you're in for a treat. The District Edina is the Twin Cities' newest and most exciting destination for all things home design and remodeling. If you're looking for flooring or window treatments, furnishings, a builder to handle a remodel or an addition, kitchen or bath work, or even original fine art, you will find it at the District Edina. The District Edina, 7777 Washington Avenue South, and online at, wait for it, thedistrictedina.com.
This is the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space.
And our intention is that these conversations spark your own curiosity that creates a life that totally lights you up.
On this week's show, we talk with the lady that started my entire journey, Maureen Higgins from Wings of Freedom. This will be a show you won't want to miss, Sunday at 2 p.m.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for clear skies tonight with a low around 58, Thursday sunny with a high near 75, and Friday sunny with a high around 79.
Get paid to upgrade. Warner Stellion will buy your appliance for $50 during our trade-in sale. No one else saves you more time from shopping to free professional delivery like Warner Stellion. Put us to the test. Shop Minnesota family-owned WarnerStellion.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Wendy, we're here with Anika Robbins, is the CEO and president of Anika Foundation, a nonprofit empowering community through health, civic engagement, and economic empowerment. She founded Black Votes Matter Minnesota, a nonpartisan engagement initiative to increase voter turnout, leadership development, and civic participation. And now we're talking about Home Help Minnesota, and we're really excited about this. And, you know, people that are just jumping on the radio and listening, this is an amazing program here in Minnesota, and I think Anika found a place where it's like, check out IllinoisHousingHelp.org, and she's our new reporter here, and it's awesome.
Happy to be a contributor.
Absolutely, and we're really excited to have you on because I think this is just a win-win situation. Let's talk a little bit about how people can qualify for this. Let's get in the nuts and bolts of it. Where do they have to be? We talked about how much money they can make a four-person family. What else do they need to be in order to qualify this for this?
You know, it's really the beautiful thing about the program is that you can even claim assistance from 2020. So, you know, retroactively, basically. And so this is a program that came as on the heels of COVID-19 to help homeowners to make sure that people are able to stay in their homes. And so recognizing that there's been a lot of undue stress on families to maintain bills due to the pandemic. And so you basically just have to be able to show documentation or proof that you're behind on bills. It could be 2 to 3 months. It could be from as far back, like I said, as 2020. And so March 2020, I should clarify. And so up to $35,000 available. You have to be a Minnesota homeowner and just be able to show, you know, those bills that you're behind on. So those bills could be a mortgage. It could be taxes. It could be the insurance on your home. And so there are people who are waiting to help online at Home Help MN for Minnesota. M as in Mary, N as in Nancy.org. Or they can call 1-800-388-3226. Our organization is based in North Minneapolis, but we also have our partners, the Women of Wonder, in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And so if you need help, you know, filling out the application or gathering your documents or scanning and uploading your documents to the portal, that's our role. Our role is to make sure people know this program is available, and then to provide any kind of one-on-one assistance as needed. And again, it's very user-friendly, not a ton of like criteria. It's just that you have to demonstrate that you need that support. So we encourage people to take advantage of it. They were going to shut it down soon, but there's still a need and means that there's still money available. So don't count yourself out. Don't say, hey, well, they're going to turn me down. You don't know that. There's really no reason for them to turn you down as long as you can show a past due statement for your mortgage or insurance or something like that.
That's exciting, because if it wasn't for me being married to Wendy, if we weren't married, I would definitely need this kind of help. And that's really exciting to see here that it's out there, because it can be frustrating for somebody that maybe isn't as organized as me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the organization piece can be difficult sometimes. It's like with something's in a shoebox or it's in the kitchen cabinet, but right. Yeah.
Well, I got a quick question too, because of what's happening now. We're still having COVID, and even with the way the economy's hit, will people be able to get help too with that situation where, you know, gas is, I was in Wisconsin today and it's down to $3.99, but not here in Minnesota, but are not to help with gas, but with the mortgage and things like that during these rough times that we've had lately too.
I think we're technically still under COVID, you know, yes. So we're still very much in that state of emergency per se. So I don't know if there will be specific assistance around gas, but definitely around your mortgage payments, past due taxes, insurance, you know, some of the other, you know, if you have a mobile home, I mean, there's just whatever it is that you need support with, you know, now it does say a qualified financial hardship could be, you know, an increase in expenses like needing more childcare, having higher grocery bills,
right?
Because kids were home from school, or higher medical expenses. And I think it's also important to point out, you know, if someone is already in the foreclosure process, if they are already kind of in crisis, this is a good time to start talking to people to avoid foreclosure. So again, just direct people. And if they have questions, you know, just call, and there are experts on the other line that can answer those questions. But yeah, the big things are keeping ourselves housed, right? Like keeping the roof over our head.
Yeah, well, people work their whole lives to have a house. It's the American dream. And a pandemic could just come and wipe out everything. You lose your job, your income, you're behind in your mortgage, and then you could lose your house. So this is a great program.
Right. And then, you know, generational wealth handing down to your family is a home, is owning a home, and to be able to hand it down to your family or to have them sell it or whatever. But that's part of generational wealth that we really need everyone to get involved in. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, we really need to preserve that, right? And especially all of our communities of colors and our First Nations folks. I mean, we really need to preserve that. It's, you know, this is really the first few generations that have been able to accumulate that wealth. And so it would be a shame to have that be wiped out with this virus. And so, and that's why this program is important. We know that there were already issues prior to the pandemic that, you know, but the pandemic really exacerbated these things. And right. So, so now that help is available. And it took a while because we've been, those of us that have been boots on the ground working with community and with Minnesota Housing, you know, we've been waiting for this program because homeowners were kind of silently struggling, you know. It's just important.
Where do you get your funding?
Say that again.
Where do you get your funding for this program?
This funding is from Minnesota Housing.
Okay.
Yeah. It's passed out through the legislature. Yes. Mm-hmm. So they applied for it, you know, and it's a process. And so, like I said, people have been asking us about it since last year, since 2020 even. And so it finally launched this spring. We were super excited and couldn't wait to get out in the community to get it out to people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, one thing you were touching on about the foreclosure process, I know it, not personally, but I know it's a long process and you could swoop in there and give them help. That's really some good information to throw out there for people to hear because it is a process to be foreclosed.
Yeah, I mean, so far, Minnesota Housing and some of the housing counselors, some of those agencies that are doing that work, they have been able to work with folks to postpone sheriff sales, delay evictions, and cancel foreclosures. But one thing we always tell people, don't wait, don't hesitate. You know, sometimes it's easy to be polarized by fear or not knowing what to do. And all you got to do is just make that phone call, you know, 1-800-388-3226, or go to the website, or they can visit us at theanikafoundation.org. And we're happy to, I mean, we've met with people in libraries, at cafes, in the grocery stores, because we know sometimes people don't always learn about this information or these programs. And so we've been really doing a deep dive to make sure that folks know it's available and then provide the extra assistance needed to get their application completed.
Wow, that's exciting. Really, really happy to have you on today. And, you know, that's all Wendy and I are, is a conduit to some great information like this to our friends out there in radio land. Wendy, do you have a question or any, or Ogama, do you have a question before we wrap this up?
I just wanted to say, people who are watching us on Facebook, are you facing any problems? It's homehealth.org. Help. It's home help, not home health. I think we had home health up there by accident. So it is home help. So get on their website and check it out. And if you need help, hopefully you'll be able to get some from this great organization.
Awesome. And Ogama, do you got anything to bring up?
Well, thank you. No, just the statement that this sounds wonderful, and I'm so glad that this is available. I'm a new homeowner this year, and we're doing all right. But as you were talking about it, you know, Robert was talking about it too. It choked me up a little bit to think that, you know, I have friends and people. I've already emailed this website now to like two or three different people in my life to say, hey, I don't know what your situation is, but this is here. And I've had another person already tell me they're going to pass it on to somebody they know that needs help. So I'm really
glad. We're really relying on that word of mouth, because we know that people are more trusting when it comes from people that they know, whether it's friends or family. And again, as you mentioned, you know, preserving our generational wealth is critically important. So thank you for this platform, for your great work in getting the word out. I love your audience reach. And so, yeah, the Illinois folks could check out illinoishousinghelp.org. Here in Minnesota, it's homehelpmn.org, homehelpmnforminnesota.org. And they can call 1-800-388-3226, or you can call the Anika Foundation, email us, programs at the Anika Foundation, or just go to our website, and we'll meet you wherever you are to help you get your application done.
Wow, Pini Gigi, Anika, what a great guest you've been. Wow, this has really been great and informative and very helpful for our people out there. Thank you so much for coming on. We'd love to have you on again. This is excellent. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after the short break with our sacred animal section.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
College textbooks have never been more expensive. In fact, textbook costs can make college unaffordable to many prospective students. That's especially true for Native Americans. But a new initiative called Course Breaks wants to help with textbook costs for Native American students. Course Breaks partners with book publishers and tribal colleges and universities to provide free textbooks. But Course Breaks needs your help to continue their mission. Become a donor to help Indigenous students continue their education. To discuss a corporate or private contribution, visit CourseBreaks.com.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey. Hey, I want to introduce Wendy. Wendy Pilot's been the co-host here for almost 6 years.
Ooh.
Whoa. Yeah, and you started off with a two-minute segment of our sacred animals, and now you're on every day of the week and running the show as it should be.
I don't know about that. I think Ogama runs the show.
That's right. We don't want to tell her. We'll have to give her a raise, Wendy. Hey, cool. So we got our sacred animal section, and I think it's very important, and I learn so much each time that you speak upon our relatives with four legs, hooves, wings, tails, and gills, and fins, and lions, and tigers, and bears. Oh, my.
All right. Well, thanks, Robert. I appreciate that. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. And I am a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. I'm going to be talking today about two things. So quickly, I just want to talk about our experience flying over this past week, and we were in the Detroit We were in the Detroit airport and we met Fran, and Fran is a volunteer there, and she brings her very own dog, Sylvie, who is a therapy dog, to the airport, and she walks around the terminals, and Sylvie's job really is just to be there to comfort people. We got to stop and talk to Fran, and Fran told us that Sylvie is a rescue from Puerto Rico. She was found on the beaches there, and she was rescued there when she was about 10 months old, and she was brought to the United States, and Fran adopted her, and she's a really cute, very cute little dog. But you know, Fran just said, you know, people are going through so many things. They're stressed out at the airport. They might be afraid to fly. They might be going to a family occasion where there's a death in the family. So Fran is just there really to help people and to calm them down.
Right.
So.
It's not always a happy flight.
Flight,
and
right.
We forget that because we always have a happy flight.
Usually, yeah. So I wanted to let everybody know that. And I know at the Minneapolis airport, I don't know which where exactly in the airport, but I did read once that they do have dogs there too. Volunteers come in with their dogs. I'm going to figure that out and see if I could find that out. But really what I'm here to talk about today is from the Humane Society of the United States. I want to read from the Humane Society of the United States, A Humane World with Kitty Block blog. And I don't know if people know this, but hundreds of beagles spared from animal testing arrive in the HSUS, which is the Humane Society of the United States care, to start their new lives. And I'm going to tell you where they came from. This is an article from July 26th, 2022. The Humane Society of the United States Animal Rescue Team members and volunteers carry beagles into their rehabilitation center in Maryland on July 1st, 2022. Last week, HSUS, along with several of their shelter and rescue partners, embarked on a historic operation and removed the first 432 of the approximately, get this, 4,000 beagles from Invigo. Invigo RMS LLC is a facility in Cumberland, Virginia, which bred dogs to be sold to laboratories for animal experimentation. Kitty Block was on hand to help welcome a couple of hundred of these beagles to the rehabilitation center in Maryland, and viewers online also got their first glimpses of these beagles via live stream. Kitty Block said she suspects that many of those watching will be welcoming one of these beagles into their homes in the coming months. The Department of Justice asked the HSUS to assume the responsibility of coordinating placement for approximately 4,000 of these beagles from Invigo. It's Envigo, which bred the dogs to be sold to laboratories for animal experimentation. The removal of these dogs from the breeding facility is the result of a lawsuit against Invigo by the Department of Justice in May, alleging Animal Welfare Act violations at the facility. Government inspectors found the beagles there were being killed instead of receiving veterinary treatment for easy treated conditions. Nursing mother beagles were denied food. The food that they did get receive contained maggots, mold and feces, and during an eight-week period. 25 beagle puppies died from cold exposure. Other dogs suffered from injuries when they were attacked by other dogs in overcrowded conditions. Kitty Block was present to help greet the first 201 beagles transferred to the Care and Rehabilitation Center in Maryland. There's a picture of that. Kitty Block said, It is difficult to articulate how moving it was to witness the truly historic movement in animal protection. HSUS Animal Rescue Team was ready for this challenge because this is who we are, what we have trained for. We take on what otherwise seems impossible. As our team members unloaded the pups from the transport van, the scale of this operation became more concrete. Our staffers emerged from the van over and over in literally armfuls of young beagles. Staff and volunteers from Red Rover have been invaluable partners in our efforts to help these dogs settle at the new facility. Staffers made sure that each beagle was accounted for, marking down the numbers that were tattooed in the inside of the ears of the beagles as they were unloaded from the transport van. HSUS is honored that the Department of Justice asked them to lead this massive transport operation, which includes some nursing beagle moms. So if you want to go on to read more about this operation, go on to the Humane Society of the United States. You could just Google Humane Society of the United States Beagles, and all the information will come up. You know, this is a really bad time of year, too, because the summertime right now, the shelters all over the United States are already full. Now we have 4,000 beagles that are being distributed to different shelters all over the United States who partner with the Humane Society of the United States. The other thing is these beagles, beagles are used because they're a good size and they're a very docile animal and they're easy to handle and manipulate. So that's why these dogs are the number one dog.
That's what Nina just put up too.
Yeah, in these experiments. So if anybody's out there who would like to donate to the Humane Society of the United States because of this tremendous undertaking that they're working with, that would be great. And if you're interested in a beagle, check out the shelters all over the United States who are taking these dogs in. Some of them are taking in a dozen of the dogs. Some of them are taking
a
100. Some of them are taking 10.
I want a baby beagle.
They're adorable and they're really great pets. So
I want a baby beagle.
Yeah, do it. And I just want to say that how proud I am to volunteer for an organization that's able to do such amazing work.
Wow, what a great way to cap out the show here. And finally, the government doing something positive for our relatives, especially our dogs, which are sacred, very sacred to us Native Americans, Wendy. Great segment. Hey, I want to say Pini Gigi to Ogama and our great guest, Anika. Wow, what a great show.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.